change. If you want the individual to sound shady and suspicious, you call him an Iraqi. If you want to upgrade him a bit, he becomes an Iraqi American. If you're trying to clean him up completely, you call him an American citizen of Iraqi descent. When people came to this country primarily from Europe, they were called immigrants and refugees. As they began arriving from Latin America and the Caribbean, we started calling them aliens. Some of them are here illegally. Those in this country who sympathize with that group don't call them illegal aliens. They refer to them as undocumented workers or guest workers. Sometimes they're identified by the purely descriptive term, the newly arrived. Most favored nation trade status was considered too positive a term for China, so it was decided instead to call it normal trade relations. Aside from the language, there's no difference between the two policies. The Nazis referred to the extermination of the Jews as special action. In their version, the Jews were not killed. They were resettled, evacuated, or transferred, and the dead were referred to as the no longer relevant. In Palestine, Arabs refer to the areas Jews have taken over as occupied territories. Jews call them disputed areas. The Israelis call their assassinations of Palestinian leaders focused thwartings, pinpoint elimination, and preventive measures. At one time in Iraq, Saddam Hussein called the hostages he was holding his guests. Countries we used to call rogue nations are now referred to as nations of concern, so we can talk to them without insulting them outright. But as a result of bad behavior, North Korea has been downgraded from a state of concern to a rogue state. Likewise, failed nations are now called messy states. Underdeveloped countries have also been upgraded. They're now developing nations. And finally, during the election that defeated Manuel Noriega in Panama, there were groups of thugs that wandered around beating and killing people and looting stores. They called themselves Dignity Battalions. If you enjoyed my earlier description of my new system for wishing people a nice day, perhaps you'll be interested in the following equally innovative method I employ in similar situations. The difference is that this attempt to relieve the tedium of short exchanges involves the replies I give as opposed to the good wishes I offer. As an example, when someone asks me how I am, I try to make my answer as specific as possible. I'm not the type to toss off a casual, "I'm fine." I take care to express my exact condition, and thanks to my creative flair, I can choose from a number of options. If I'm in a self-protective mood, a simple, guardedly well often does the job. I find also, tentatively keen doesn't give too much away. Of course, if there's the least bit of doubt, I simply rely on my old standby, the ever-cautious, "I'm fairly well, comparatively speaking." That works nicely, especially if I feel I genuinely have something to hide. If I wish to be a little more open, "I'm semi-dandy, thank you for inquiring," is effective and has the added advantage of acknowledging the other person's contribution to the exchange. By the way, should it be one of today's trendy kids, I'm quick to drop a hip and with it moderately neato in order to show that I'm really a cool guy and not just some old fuddy-duddy. Once again, with moderately neato, I reveal only a limited bit of information. But sometimes I'm having one of my really great days, and I'm in a jaunty and expansive mood. In these situations, I tend to throw caution to the wind and express my full feelings. Innocently enough, some person will inquire, "How are you?" And he has no idea what's coming. So I give him both barrels. I lean forward, look him squarely in the eye, and hit him with a quick and cheery, "I'm good, well, fine, keen, dandy, swell, and excellent. And might I add, fabuloso." Believe me, I've bowled over more than one unsuspecting inquirer with this sudden volley of positive energy. Just so you know, I'm prepared for other situations as well. If someone says, "Have a nice weekend," I never say, "You too." Because I never know if, perhaps by the time the weekend rolls around, I will have other plans for that person. Come Friday, I may wish to have them slain. And I never say a Merry Christmas to you and yours. I don't like the possibilities suggested by that use of the possessive pronoun yours. One never knows when the other person may be a slave owner. I certainly wouldn't want to encourage that sort of thing.